2280 P. Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United States has released jailed businessman Alex Saab, an ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in exchange for 10 Americans and a fugitive wanted by U.S. authorities. CBS's Ed O'Keefe with more.
The U.S. sent back Alex Saab, someone close to Maduro, accused by U.S. prosecutors of money laundering on behalf of Maduro's government. The president defended that move.
It's okay because we've freed American people who were held illegally.
In Venezuela, Maduro embraced Saab and claimed his friend had been physically and psychologically tortured.
Sources close to Hamas tell CBS News they're hoping to secure another agreement with Israel for a temporary pause to allow for more aid and relief from airstrikes for Gaza, as well as the exchange of more captives on both sides. The militant group's top political leader is in Egypt, and Israel has indicated it would be willing to negotiate a pause. Tala Abu Nahel lives in Rafah.
Every time there's an explosion or something happening, it's horrible to say this, but it gives me this sort of relief that it's not us. Every day, it feels like we're next. It feels like we're just getting by luck. I think that's the only thing that's playing in our favor.
Former President Trump makes a request of the nation's high court. CBS's Robert Costa.
The former president is asking the Supreme Court to put off weighing a separate issue, whether presidential immunity protects him in the 2020 election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking the court to fast-track that question.
Trump also plans to file an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court after yesterday's decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to kick him off the ballot over January 6th. After losing a defamation lawsuit filed by two former election poll workers in Georgia, a judge is now telling Rudy Giuliani to immediately pay the $148 million in damages. In California, a storm is expected to bring rain and possible flooding from L.A. down to San Diego. CBS Los Angeles meteorologist Amber Lee.
Very steady, moderate to heavy rain for hours as we head into the overnight hours. And then as we head into tomorrow, we're expecting widespread heavy rain by the time we head into tomorrow afternoon into Friday.
Times Square is getting ready to ring in 2024. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
As the confetti rains down, welcoming a new year in Times Square, the 7-foot-tall numbers 2024 will be ready, already there on display. President of the Times Square Alliance, Tom Harris.
On midnight, when that ball drops, when the ball touches those numerals, the 2024 will light up and we will be in 2024.
A 2024 Kia pulled the giant numbers from Los Angeles.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Consensual abortions. Joel Ermansky also questions whether Attorney General Josh Call had standing to bring the lawsuit that led to the Dane County ruling. Ermansky says he wants the case to be brought directly to the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like, who doesn't want to tee one of those up. So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game is a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. We put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the low 40s. Slight rain chance Friday, high all the way to the mid 40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, highs into the 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Who needs money when you can just sit and watch TV all day? I could be a professional binger, and I kind of am. Hey, welcome to the show. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting live from City Deck in downtown Green Bay from the WGBW studios. Great to have you with me. On the Wednesday before Christmas, this is probably the happiest Wednesday of the year, unless you're like a hardcore Catholic and you really dig the Ash Wednesday. That works too. But I love the whole week before Christmas, and we've been talking about it kind of all week. It's just a fun time of year. The buildup, that's the most fun, in my opinion. Got a great show for you tonight, and I got to get some stuff out of the way here. So this is interesting. Today is National Go Caroling Day. People still carol? I don't know. I went caroling a few times when I was younger. I just felt like we were bothering people, even when I was a kid. People would open their door and sit there with that smile painted on, like they have to tolerate this. God forbid you do more than one song. I don't know. I just felt like, I mean, some carolers are great. There's some people that can really sing. But even that is kind of a nuisance. You know, you're sitting there. I digress. I sound like a Bah humbugger. I don't mean to. It's also Sangria Day, which is strange. I think that seems like more of a summer thing. And National Games Day, like board games. I love board games. My wife's family got me into board games years ago, and now I'm like a total. I love Balderdash. That's my personal favorite. So you guys can text in tonight during the show or call if you want to discuss your favorite games, your favorite board games. Let me know. And tonight's question is, what is your favorite Christmas cocktail? We haven't really steered the show towards booze at all since we've been on the air. So why not tonight? What is your favorite Christmas cocktail? So text me your favorite board game or your favorite Christmas cocktail at 920-264-0606, 920-264-0606. Or you can go to the Civic Media app. They make it really easy. You just click on the show, listen on the app, and you click text. It's right at the bottom there. The Civic Media app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, it's very easy to use. All the shows that Civic Media has are on there. You can, you know, listen to anything, get your news, text the various shows very easily. Highly recommend it. Tonight's guests got some really interesting people on the show tonight. One of my favorites, Rob Thomas, will be along shortly. He wrote a great article in the Capital Times about a concert promoter, a famous concert promoter who developed a friendship with Johnny Cash that I think is really cool. It's a great article. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. That's Rob Thomas in the Capital Times. I think it was today. And then Angie Johns will be along. She is the events coordinator for Santa Cruises in Lake Geneva. They have heated cruises. It's really cool. And we'll talk to Angie in a little bit. And then in the second hour, we have an up-and-coming director. he's sort of already there. Tyler McIntyre is going to join us. He has a new film called It's a Wonderful Knife. And this is adding to that kind of Christmas thing where there's action films or horror that we tie to Christmas. And his movie is tied to Christmas because of the season and the title. It's very close to It's a Wonderful Life. But Tyler is a really good filmmaker, and I'm very thrilled to have him on the show. So he'll be along a little later. Yesterday, Conrad, you might remember. I don't know what kind of memory you have, but you remember last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun time for
all.
It was
a fun show.
Yeah. It was Jennifer Beals' birthday. We had my friend Pete Moore was on, and we had Pete on because he kissed Jennifer Beals in a school play. So he was kind of a fun guest to have. But I remembered a joke about the movie Punchline that my friend Steve Iatt did. Steve is a great Michigan comic. And he said, he used to say on stage, people always come up to him and ask him if the film Punchline, which starred Tom Hanks from like the mid-90s, they'd ask him if the film Punchline was like authentic and if that's what stand-up comedy was really like. And Steve's punchline was, folks, Punchline is to stand-up comedy what Flashdance is to welding. Great joke. And I remember hanging out in Chicago one night and Jeff Garland came into a comedy club. Jeff is on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's one of those guys I think is so funny. I know him casually. I wish I was good friends with Jeff Garland because he's that funny and he's that good of a dude. And having said that, I don't know him really well. He could have a psycho side, but no, I'm a huge fan. Jeff is great. And he comes into the club and one of the other comics, he said he saw Punchline that day. One of the other comics in the club says, how was it? And Garland says, let me put it this way. The comedians had lockers. Love a good joke. That's just beautiful. So that was all spurred by Jennifer Beals' birthday. She's brought a lot of joy to this show. Some really cool stuff coming up in the next few weeks. I'm going to talk to the Overture Center in Madison. They have some great shows coming up there if you live in Madison. Beautiful facility. Beetlejuice starts there very soon. Go to the website. I'm telling you, if you have not seen a show at the Overture Center, you should check it out. And then my personal favorite musical is coming up. Les Mis will be there in February. But they have a whole lineup there. There's always tons of stuff going on there. It's just got a great energy to it. So I would check that out if you're looking for something to do in the new year. Because let's face it, after the holidays, we're going to be looking for stuff to do to help us get through winter. And that's one of the things we can do. So this week is kind of a Seinfeld week. And we kind of backed into that. Jerry Seinfeld was in Milwaukee this past weekend. Somebody snapped a photo of him having dinner at a place called India Garden in Wauwatosa. Last night, we had the owner of India Garden, Charanjit Bola, was on the show, and he kind of walked us through Jerry's visit. He told us what he ordered, said he was a very good tipper, said he was a very nice guy. He just had a bodyguard with him, and he asked for a table that was kind of secluded, understandable. And so we talked to Charanjit. That was great. We talked a little Seinfeld. This morning, I was a guest on the Don Rosen Show on WRJN, another Civic Media affiliate. Don hosts the morning show there, set my alarm, got up early. Don Rosen heard the bit and said, Pete, I grew up on Long Island. I think Massapequa, he said. He went to school with Jerry Seinfeld till they were 13. They went to each other's birthday parties, you know, played army guys in the backyard, whatever kids do. And he shared a picture with me later in the day of a school photo of them. So, and Don is going to be on this show Friday night. We're going to talk to Don, and he's going to give us more Seinfeld information. So he's going to come on my show since we're doing a Seinfeld thing this week. And Don is going to talk to us about his relationship, his friendship with Jerry Seinfeld, who is one of my all-time favorite comics. He's a great comic, but his show, to me, it just does not get any better than that. It was kind of edgy when it came out. It was different. You know, they call it the show about nothing. They called it that themselves within the show. And it was just so brilliant. What Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld did together, to me, I mean, the show's been off the air for 27 years, and it is still like the most watched rerun. And there's some episodes I've seen 20 times easily. I could quote them. So we'll talk to Don Friday night. And throughout the show tonight, we're going to play a couple Seinfeld clips that are my personal favorites. And we'll ask Rob Thomas where he... Conrad, we should take a note.
Okay.
We got to talk to... Rob Thomas is on, remind me. I want to know where Rob stands on Seinfeld. I've talked to Rob about a lot of stuff over the years. But I don't know where he stands on Seinfeld. I assume he likes it, but he is a film critic. They can be jaded. Rob's not. He's a great guy. He doesn't seem to be jaded, but maybe he's seen too much TV. I don't know, but we'll ask Rob about Seinfeld. You know what? Let's start off. Let's do a Seinfeld clip. Hey, this is, okay, we're going to play this clip. This is Elaine. It's just, Jerry and Elaine went to Florida. Elaine has taken muscle relaxers because her back hurt because she slept on the Seinfeld's pullout couch. And she's in a lot of pain. She takes too many muscle relaxers. And play the clip.
Hello!
Marty, are you nervous?
What nervous?
What's with the sunglasses? Who are you, Van Johnson?
I got a black eye.
Hello.
Oh, Elaine, this is my Aunt Stella.
Stella! Stella! We saw you on The Tonight Show last week.
I thought Johnny was very rude to you. He didn't even let you talk.
No, no.
You need some new material. I've heard you do that dog routine 3 times already.
Stella!
You should get your cousin Jeffrey to write some material for you.
What are you talking? Jeffrey works for the Parks Department.
You should read the letters he's written. He's funnier than a whole bunch of you. Oh, here's Jack. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, that's funny. All right, you can cut it, Conrad. Julia Weed-Dreyfus, that is one of my favorite scenes. She's so great. And, of course, she's yelling Stella, like Marlon Brando did in A Streetcar Named Desire when he was yelling Stella. And she kept up with it. So we'll play a couple more Seinfeld clips. Great show for you tonight. Rob Thomas is going to be along shortly. And then Angie Johns from Lake Geneva Cruises. Word on the street is there was a Santa sighting in Lake Geneva. I don't know if I believe that. What do you think, Conrad? Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible.
I don't know. The real Santa, though?
The real Santa could be in Lake Geneva. You never know.
Eh, why not? He needs some R&R like we all do. And then Tyler McIntyre, the director, will be along in the second hour to discuss his movie, It's a Wonderful Knife. So the question tonight, folks, and I would love for you to chime in. What's your favorite? It's National Games Day. So what is your favorite board game? Let me know that. And then what is your favorite Christmas cocktail? And it doesn't have to be, you know, if you don't drink, that's fine too. If you don't have a favorite Christmas cocktail, what's your favorite Christmas drink? It could be like a Virgin Mary or how about a nice ice cold glass of milk? Nothing wrong with that. So let me know. And do we have time for another Seinfeld clip, Conrad?
We got about a minute, so no.
We don't want to waste one. All right, we'll hold on to it. So are you falling in love with the Seinfeld show now, Conrad?
I am. I need to watch it.
You got it. And this is like a Seinfeld week, and it just kind of happened with the sighting in Milwaukee and Don Rosen of the morning show on Racine, knowing him, and he's going to be on Friday. So we're just going to kind of bridge the gap here with some Seinfeld. And we do have a text, our first texter of the evening. Guess who it is, Conrad?
It is my mom.
It is Mrs. Krieger, as I will refer to her. She's been our most consistent texter, one of them.
Thanks,
Mom. A nice little stable. Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Krieger. We got to have her on the show at some point.
Exactly.
I got to hear this woman's voice. Does she sound like you?
Yeah, exactly like
she sounds like Conrad. No. Okay. All right. She says, hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps. Well done, Mrs. Krieger. All right. More silliness and fun Seinfeld stuff in just a minute. It's Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
folks, I tell you this much. The Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man!
Right around the corner.
You guys know what time of year it is.
Christmas is fast approaching. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay at WGBW. So our question tonight, folks, is what is your favorite Christmas cocktail? Conrad's mom, our most consistent and beloved texter, says, what did she say, Conrad?
Hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps. Boy, that is good. Chocolate and peppermint, dynamite combination. Do you have a favorite Christmas cocktail, Conrad?
You're not going to like it.
Uh-oh.
It's eggnog? Eggnog and brandy.
Oh, leave the studio. That's it. We're done. You're dead to me. I like the brandy part.
Yeah.
Leave the extra calories out of it. That's what I say. So, text us your favorite Christmas cocktail or your favorite board game. Board games are huge around the holidays. I know that's typically when we play board games at my house the most is when people are in town visiting. It's just a great... great energy. It's a lot of fun. So coming up in a little bit is Rob Thomas. We're going to talk about an article he wrote that was in today's Capital Times about Herb Frank, a famous concert promoter in Madison and throughout the Midwest. But we're talking about Seinfeld tonight because Jerry Seinfeld was in Wisconsin this week. One of the other Civic Media hosts grew up with him, and he's going to join us Friday to talk more about Jerry. And right now, you know what? I want to play another Jerry clip. Conrad, we're going to do, this is George. Jerry and George have just sold a sitcom, and George has attached himself as a writer, and they're about to shoot the sitcom, but he finds his therapist sees a white thing on his lip, and now he thinks he's going to die. All right, go ahead, Conrad.
He took a biopsy, Jerry, a biopsy.
What'd he say?
He said he didn't know what it was.
All right, so?
Well, when I asked him if it was cancer, he didn't give me a get out of here. That's what I wanted to hear. Cancer? Get out of here.
Maybe he doesn't have a get out of here kind of personality.
How could you be a doctor and not say get out of here? You should be part of the training in medical school. Cancer? Get out of here. Go home. What are you, crazy? It's a little test. It's nothing. You're a real nut. You know that? I told you God would never let me be successful. I never should have written that pilot. Now the show will be a big hit. We'll make millions of dollars and I'll be dead. Dead, Jerry. Because of this.
Can't you at least die with a little dignity?
No, I can't. I can't die with dignity. I have no dignity. I want to be the one person who doesn't die with dignity. I live my whole life in shame. Why should I die with dignity?
That's so great. So that is a classic season of Seinfeld. The whole season gets tied together at the end when Jerry and George pitch the pilot, which is basically kind of parallels how the show actually came to be. And they do a callback from the whole season in the final episode of the season. They call back pretty much every episode. And there were so many great iconic episodes that year. The contest, which is a great one. Jerry dating the model. The airport episode. Just such maybe the best season of television ever. And my personal live action favorite, I think that Simpsons probably would edge out Seinfeld just by pure... how long it's been on the air, like 35 seasons now or something crazy like that. And it's still funny. The Simpsons is still funny. It started off okay the first season. Then it just crushed it for like 6 or 7 years. But it's still funny. It's been on 35 years. But we're talking about Seinfeld tonight. And I think we have another. Do we have another clip? And this clip, what's the other clip we have?
With George.
Oh, my God. This is great. Okay, so George... goes out on a date with a woman. She invites him up for coffee, but it's very late. And he says, no, thank you. It keeps me up. Then realizes later that she probably meant she wanted to get busy. So he's kicking himself. And he cannot let this go. Okay, go ahead, Conrad.
Because instead of doing a wash, I just keep buying underwear.
Oh, this is the scene with him and the woman in the car.
By
okay.
Way, I only have to do wash once a year.
So, thanks for dinner. It was great.
Yeah. We should do this again.
Would you like to come upstairs for some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't drink coffee late at night. It keeps me up.
So, okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Yeah, take it easy.
He's kicking himself.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Hi.
He pulls out Pepto-Bismol.
You're still thinking about this?
She invites me up at 12 o'clock at night for coffee. And I don't go out. No, thank you. I don't want coffee. It keeps me up. Too late for me to drink coffee. I said this to her. People this stupid shouldn't be allowed to live. I can't imagine what she must think of me.
She thinks you're a guy that doesn't like coffee.
She invited me up. Coffee's not coffee. Coffee is sex.
Maybe coffee was coffee.
Coffee's coffee in the morning. It's not coffee at 12 o'clock at night.
Well, some people drink coffee that late.
Yeah, people who work at NORAD who are on 24-hour missile watch. Everything was going along so great. She was laughing. I was funny. I kept saying to myself, keep it up. Don't blow it. You're doing great.
It's all in your head. All she knows is she had a good time. I think you should call her.
I can't call her now. It's too soon. I'm planning a Wednesday call.
Why? I love it when guys call me the next day.
Of course you do, but you're imagining a guy you like, not a guy who goes, oh, no, I don't drink coffee late at night. If I call her now, she's going to think I'm too needy. Women don't want to see need. They want to take charge guy, a colonel, a kaiser, a czar.
All she'll think is that you like her.
That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
She wants you to like her.
Yes, she wants me to like her if she likes me, but she doesn't like me.
I don't know what your parents did to you.
I mean, the dialogue in that show is so great. It's like, you just can't beat it. That's so great. All right, maybe we'll hear some more Seinfeld later in the show. I'm also, later in the show, we're going to discuss, like, the holidays is a big time to binge watch stuff. So we'll talk a little bit. I'll give you a couple suggestions of what you could possibly binge watch in the way of series or episodics. We talk movies too, but I've got two shows I just finished, or one I just finished, one I'm kind of right in the middle of season two. We'll discuss that a little bit too. Rob Thomas is going to be along in a few minutes to talk about an article he wrote, and we always have great talks with Rob about movies and TV. Conrad, I'm giving you homework.
Okay.
All right. You got to think of a suggestion for later in the show that we can give people to binge watch something over the holidays.
Okay.
All right. You got one in mind? Have you seen anything?
Yeah, actually, I just watched The Family Plan on Apple TV. It's with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun family movie.
Did he show his abs?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing says family like ripped abs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. What was that little noise we just
heard? I accidentally turned it up all the way.
I didn't mean start the movie now. I was just, okay.
Oh, we weren't going to watch it? or hear it?
Yeah, let's watch a movie in the air. I got a mime coming in later, too. That'll be fun. So Rob will join us in a few minutes. Then Angie Johns from There Was a Santa Sighting in Lake Geneva. That's all I'm going to say. You'll have to stick around and find out what that's all about. And then Tyler McIntyre, the up-and-coming director, joins us later. In just a couple minutes, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. It's Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dead Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went...
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. 10 American prisoners are released in a swap with Venezuela, which gets back a Maduro ally. President Biden saying
Venezuela thus far
is keeping their commitment toward the Democratic election. Not over yet. They've made detailed commitments. We'll see if they hold them, but we're going to hold them accountable.
Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas gain momentum. The BBC's Alec Ritson also reports on a UN resolution for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire.
Intense negotiations are continuing in the hope that the United States will finally back a resolution, which would also see more humanitarian aid reaching the people who desperately need it.
A day after the Colorado Supreme Court decided former President Trump could not be on the primary ballot, his opponent Ron DeSantis says the left is trying to rig the election.
They're doing all this stuff to basically solidify support in the primary for him, get him into the general, and the whole general election is going to be all this legal stuff.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Influenza levels have been picking up significantly across Wisconsin. The state health department says that about 1 in 10 people who test for either influenza, RSV, or COVID are testing positive. Nearly 300 people have been hospitalized from influenza this month. Still, those numbers are significantly down compared to last year. President Biden was in Wisconsin Wednesday touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
When you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
The president also says he wants to bring back the child tax credit, which he says lifted half of all black children in the U.S. out of poverty. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the low 40s. Slight rain chance Friday, high all the way to the mid-40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, highs into the 50s. Right now it's 33.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Almaz Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Nightlight. You know, I actually, Frank Hermans was here yesterday. I thought that was Frank's version. Was that Elvis?
That was actually Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi. Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabo. Welcome back. I kind of got distracted there by all these great texts. Here we got one. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite Christmas cocktail? And you're also welcome to text in what kind of board games you like over the holidays, because this is National Game Day. Games need a day, people. We all need to celebrate games today. So here are some more texts regarding the Christmas cocktail from the 502. Tom and Jerry from the 608. Brandy Alexander. That's a good one. 608. Also, whiskey. Okay. That's fun the whole year. And from the 715, hot chocolate. It doesn't have to have alcohol in it. Just let us know what you like to drink. I guess I said cocktail, but your favorite Christmas drink. And then Rico from Rock County says, nothing screams Christmas like brandy in Wisconsin. Love them brandy slushes myself. A brandy slush. I forgot about the brandy slush. That's a great summertime drink. Not to argue with Rico. You can drink it all year round if you like. Hey, this is fun. One of my favorite guests is with us now from the Capital Times, Rob Thomas. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I saw the article you wrote today, and it was just fascinating. Tell us about this Herb Frank.
Yeah, and people throughout Wisconsin might know Frank Productions, or now it's FPC Live. But the Frank family has been booking concerts in Wisconsin since Herb Frank moved to Madison from Chicago in 1964. And it was kind of the family business. It's now grown to this huge thing. But for the Cap Times this week, I got to interview Herb, who is 89.
Jeez.
And it was fantastic. He told me so many great stories about working with Elvis. He was friends with Johnny Cash. Pretty good friends, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie Pride, Perry Como, like all these great names from like the 60s and 70s in particular. So it was a real walk down memory lane and his son Fred was there and kind of helping him kind of fill in the gaps in the stories. And it was really special. Yeah. I mean, that was a link to a bygone time for sure. Right.
Yeah, for sure. And I what I thought was fascinating was he was from the East Coast and kind of on his way out to LA. Right. And then he got sidetracked and ended up running something in Chicago, and then they brought him to Madison, and he's been there ever since.
Yeah, he was in Chicago, and they're like, come out to California. I think this company that owned the theater, he was managing a theater in the Loop, if I remember right. They're opening the first multiplex in California. I mean, they're like, we want you to manage it. It's not ready. It's not built yet. So just go to Madison, watch our theaters, the Capitol, the Majestic, and the Strand. And then he and his family ended up staying, running those theaters. And then they started doing the box office for the Dane County Coliseum here. And that grew into Frank Productions. And they started booking shows at the Coliseum, which is, you know, was the big arena there at the time.
Where was that? Right? Is it still, it's not still there, is it?
The Coliseum? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Where is that, yeah. Madison?
It's just off the Beltline and by Olin Park. It's very busy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They just rehabbed it, I think. And who have I seen there recently? Like all the big the Kohl Center here in Madison is so sports heavy that if an arena show comes to Madison, it usually comes to the Coliseum.
Yeah.
That's a lot of history. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the same Majestic that's there right off the Capitol Square, right? That's what he used to run. Oh man, that's so cool.
Yep. And the Capitol Theater became the Madison Civic Center for a while, and now it's the Capitol Theater again. So
That's so great. I love the story. Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Rob.
No, I'm done.
The story that I love is the one with Johnny Cash where he brings Herb out on stage at the Coliseum in 1982, and I'll let you finish it from there. It's a great story, though.
Yeah, so Herb was known for just always on the run, always running, checking on things, making sure everything was going well, from, you know, tickets to backstage to box office. He had his sons working, even from little kids, selling popcorns and programs. So 10 minutes before the show, Johnny Cash at the Coliseum, he gets the word, Johnny wants to see you backstage. This was 1982. So Herb is a little panicky because Herb worked with Johnny when that meant Johnny's too drunk to go on stage, quite frankly. So, and I think Johnny knew that. So Herb rushes backstage. Johnny first says, I can't do the show. Herb is sort of like distracted. And then Johnny and his bandmates sort of strap Herb to a chair. I think it's unclear whether it was tape or belts or what exactly it was, but, and so they brought him on stage. And you know, Johnny Cash would always start, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And he'd say, and he said, this is Herb Frank, and he's going to sit and watch the whole show. And so Herb was trapped, tied on stage, watching the show. And they finally cut him loose after two songs. But they've got these great pictures of Herb tied to this chair. I guess he was pretty ticked off, actually. But yeah, you know, it's now become a great memory. When I went to Herb's condo, he had a big picture of himself strapped with Johnny Cash. And, you know, they were friends. Like when Herb had prostate cancer, Johnny wrote him a letter and said, you know, Johnny had found religion at that point and said, I'm praying for you and thinking about you. And so Herb worked with a lot of people, but Johnny was the one where I think they would really call each other friends.
That's so cool. And if you want to check out the article that Rob wrote, it was today, right, Rob, or yesterday?
Yeah.
I read it today. Yeah.
And here in Madison, it's the cover story and the print issue this week.
Yeah, and it's Music Man, How Promoter Herb Frank Shaped Madison's Concert Scene. And there's actually a picture of him in the chair, confined to the chair.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So that's so great. He's got a fascinating story. What are promoters like, you know, you hear about legendary promoters like Will Graham in San Francisco, and I didn't know about Herb Frank until this article, but are they just business types or are they creative types? It seems like there's a little creativity that goes into what they do. Where would you put them?
I mean, you have to love the music, right?
Yeah.
And you have to, but I mean, I think you're the business guys first and foremost. And you're like, I mean, Herb's motto was one ass in every seat. And that was his goal, you know? And so he was doing what he could to make the artists happy. But I think even more than the music was, you know, he developed these long-term relationships with these guys. He would fly on the plane with them. He would ride in on the tour bus with them when they would go from day to day throughout Wisconsin or the Midwest. And I think that's what really, really, you know, as much as the business side of it, was the personal relationship side of it that he really treasured.
How hard is it as a reporter? How did you become aware? And maybe you already knew about Herb Frank before you wrote this, but is it hard to track these people down? Do they usually want to talk?
Well, I mean, in Herb's case, I mean, I talked to Herb, you know, I've been in Madison for almost 25 years. When he was more actively involved in the business, I talked to him quite a bit. He was in his 60s. You know, he retired. He's 89. His public appearances grew less and less. But I know his son, Fred, and couple other people in the business. And our photographer Ruthie shot his granddaughter's wedding, and they became kind of friends, and that's kind of how this all started, where the granddaughter Renee was like, Herb might want to tell some stories. And so we sat with him. You know, Herb is, he's 89, he has good days and not so good days, like any other 89-year-old. And we caught him on a very good day. And it was, I was there for like an hour. And it was, like I said, it was really special to hear those stories firsthand.
That's so great.
He was laughing. He was, you know, teasing his son. And, you know, it was neat.
You have also a story about the Elvis plaque. With Elvis apparently defended someone and went into a karate stance. He saw someone being attacked or something like that and got out to help.
So I've heard various versions of this story, but apparently, and this is like June 1977, so 2 months before Elvis died, he plays the Coliseum. He's being driven, I think it's on the east side of Madison, to the hotel, and he drives by a gas station and sees a guy, like a teenager, being beaten up by two other teenagers or something like that. Elvis says, stop the car. He jumps out. He's not in his jumpsuit yet, but he, if you remember, he knew karate, or he took karate lessons.
He took karate.
And so he jumped out, you know, ran over, sort of affected a karate stance and was like, let him go. And I got an email today from a guy who swears, who says he was in that fight and that Elvis was in the fight before he broke. And I think what I've heard that there's a plaque at that, where that gas station was commemorating.
I have to go there.
I hope that's true. It's one of those stories where, it's almost too good to be true, but I've heard enough corroboration that some version of it is true.
So you're the kid, you know, Elvis is probably the most recognizable person, one of them in the world, even though he's probably seriously unhealthy and overweight at that point. You still, I don't know if they were scared of Elvis, but they're probably going to back off just because it's Elvis, right?
It's going to stop you in your tracks. For sure.
So,
you know, as a distraction, you can't get much better than 46-year-old Elvis jumping out of a car and you know, getting the Charlie's Angels karate chops up.
Yeah, I would have said, like, you sing Love Me Tender and I'll stop. I would have like put a qualifier on there or something, but I'm going to go off the script a little bit here. I was fascinated when I heard that Otis Redding died in Lake Mendota. His plane crashed.
Was that
before Herb Frank? And do you know much about that incident? That was so, it's so weird. I can't be at the Union anymore without looking out over the lake and thinking about that. It's bizarre.
Right. I think it was before his time.
Okay.
I think that was probably late '50s, 1960, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm sure listeners will know more than me about this. I think that was definitely before Herb got here in 64.
That's a great story.
Down to, I think it was like Monona, wasn't it?
Maybe you're right. It might've been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But such a horrible thing to put Madison, you know, just kind of an infamous thing in a city that has so much great history, to think that Otis Redding went down.
Well, I think of Stevie Ray Vaughan at Alpine Valley. I mean,
that's true too.
Like more than our share of tragedies like that. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
Sorry.
I brought it up.
Let's get those Christmas cocktails out.
Yeah, right. Okay, so my guest is Rob Thomas. He's the entertainment reporter for the Capital Times. Wrote a great piece in today's paper about Herb Frank. I highly recommend it. Let's turn, if you would, Rob, just to a little bit of TV.
Okay,
2 minutes to a break. We can squeeze something in here, and then hopefully you'll stick around for 60 seconds, because I do have some TV shows I want to ask you about, as usual. Are you a Reacher fan?
I am. I love the books. I've read all the books, and there's like 30 of them. I actually really liked the first movie with Tom Cruise, even though Tom Cruise looks nothing like Reacher, who was like 6'6" in the books.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But I think he embodied it, even if he didn't have the physical mannerism. It's just such a good movie. And I started watching the first season, and the guy they got playing Reacher, Alan Smithson,
Richson, I think it's Richson. Richson.
He's a little young, but I think he's good. I think he's sort of got, you know, I mean, Reacher, if people don't know the books, is like this sort of like, I mean, it's sort of like the old Kung Fu show, where he just goes from town to town and like, the incredible old Incredible Hulk is even more accurate, where he just like every small town has some major criminal conspiracy that he just bumbles right into and then has to kick butt. And I haven't started watching the second season yet, but I know the book it's based on, and it's a really good choice, I think. So,
I'm into the second season a little bit, and we'll talk about it a little more after the break, but you're right. Reacher's like a dude who just kind of, he doesn't even have a bag or anything. He just like walks. But I'm talking to Rob Thomas. He's going to stick around for 60 seconds. We'll be back. We're going to talk more Reacher and other stuff that you can watch over the holidays. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way
over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I've not been checking. Conrad, you've been checking the text line?
Yeah, I have.
I hate when I tell people to text and then I kind of forget about it for a few minutes.
I'm always checking.
Okay. Good man. The 920 says, White Russian with eggnog. Oh my God. That's just someone who wants a coronary, right? What do you think about that, Rob?
I'm interested. I'm intrigued by that.
That's the thickest.
I love eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm using eggnog as the creamer in my coffee in the morning right now. Cause I
told me that.
No that's joke. Right. I love it. So that's anything with eggnog. I'm intrigued by. You
know? I just realized I like White Russians, but don't like eggnog. So I don't know what I've got going on. Cause they seem like kind of the same thing almost. So maybe I just got to wrap my head around something, but yeah, keep those texts coming, folks. What's your favorite Christmas cocktail or drink? And what's your favorite board game? So, Rob, we were talking about Reacher. And I have to say, I had a guy on about a week ago, a writer-director named Rob Cohen, who wrote for The Simpsons and a lot of great shows, and now he mostly directs. And I said, who is your favorite person that you worked with? And he said, like, Rob is a very humble guy. He says, not the name drop, but Tom Cruise. He is the greatest guy. He had a great sense of humor. He's prepared. And I have to say, I came around on Tom Cruise several years ago, and maybe we've even talked about this. He went through kind of a weird phase where everyone thought he was a little nutty, but the guy does not make a bad movie, you know, and he was great as Reacher. I like that he was smaller and slighter than the TV Reacher because sometimes I don't buy the steroid guys. You know, I like it when they're smaller and just kind of regular dudes. And I like that about his Reacher.
Yeah. He carried himself like he didn't need to, you know, flex his muscles. Like you said, like right. He knows how to, he was like a military policeman. He knows how to handle people and proved it over and over again in that movie. Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I think Tom Cruise just decided, like, whatever my personal life is, I'm not going to let, after the whole couch jumping thing on Oprah, right. I'm just going to put that away and nobody, you know, just focus on the movie, especially the stunts he does in the Mission Impossible movies.
Oh my God, forget it.
Which have just been one banger after another. Of course, Top Gun Maverick was a huge one. You know, I mean, he's had a run of, I'd say, about 10 years where he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah. Even if I don't love one of his movies, it's not bad. I still get some enjoyment out of it. But having said all that, this Alan Ritchson in the TV series Reacher, and if you guys haven't seen it, it has my vote. It has Rob's vote. I think it's the first episode or two, I was like, this is a little cheesy. But you get past that. Because he's such an interesting character, and he's just a dude that walks, he kind of like walks across America with nothing. And then his, you know, what his military friends can reach him by way of some kind of weird code or something if they need him.
Right.
That's right. He goes, he rolls from like adventure to adventure somehow. Trouble finds him.
Doesn't have a cell phone. Doesn't, you know, I think doesn't have a bag. Usually just right. has like a toothbrush. And then like. You know, his clothes wear out, he buys new clothes and keeps going. I mean, it's like, it is kind of this like middle-aged guy fantasy where you're like, oh, I'm right. just going to drop, you know, I won't have a mortgage. I won't have all, I'm just going to hop on a bus and go. And
he's like, it's like, he is a giant of a human being,
yes.
but he's like kind of a thinking, I don't know. They make it work, whatever. It's not Arnold yes. Schwarzenegger. It's not Sylvester Stallone. This guy's good. And I agree with you that it works. So do you have a Christmas movie, Rob, that you're watching this year that you found that you could recommend to people?
Oh, I have this obscure movie called It's a Wonderful Life that I watch every year.
I've heard of it.
I know it's like the most obvious choice, but I have to watch it every year. It's like my absolute favorite. I've seen it, well, at least once a year for like 30 years. Elf is one that like, I think that's like been out for 20 years, which is amazing to me. And one is, I think it's still funny. We saw the trailer, we saw something else and we were laughing. And I'm so happy that they never did a sequel. And because you know there was pressure on Will Ferrell to do a sequel. Sure. And I love that he was just like, no, that's the one. And I don't need to, kind of, you know, go to the same well twice. I will say, speaking of Will Ferrell, there was this musical that came out last year. I think it's on Apple TV called Spirited.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah. Conrad's heard of it too.
Yeah. Him and Ryan Reynolds, directed by a guy named Sean Anders, who's from DeForest.
Oh, nice.
It's great. It's really funny and sweet and a little long, but like, I was really pleasantly surprised by how good it is. That's what I might come back to this year as well.
Yeah. I got to check that out. That's on my list. And I've heard that from a few people. Interestingly enough, my next guest in the next hour is named, Tyler McIntyre. He directed a film called It's a Wonderful Knife. And it's like a slasher horror film. This guy's on the rise and he's got a few movies under his belt now. I met him when he was an editor on the film Aquarians that was shot in Marinette several years ago, my buddy Mike McGuire's film, and Tyler was the editor. Now he's directed like four or five films and he's working with some pretty good actors. So anyway, that might be one for you to check out, and maybe that'll be your next article.
I saw the trailer. That looks pretty funny. Pretty good premise.
Yeah. I thought so too. And those aren't my kind of movies typically, but it looked beautiful, like the cinematography anyway. And it did look really funky. Are you a Percy Jackson fan?
When my daughters were younger, we watched those first two movies quite a bit, and I liked them. I know there's a new series that I hear is really good.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because it was on Rotten Tomatoes. And am I crazy? Whereas Rotten Tomatoes got almost impossible to use. I don't know even what's going on that site. It used to be opening in theaters, TV, and now it's like, it's just like this big thing of ads. I don't know. Do you find that? Do you use Rotten Tomatoes?
A little bit. Yeah. They're definitely pushing the movies that have paid to be kind of above the banner. Anytime like you have that thing where all of a sudden one ad takes over the whole page and you're like trying to search for the tiny little X that you need to hit to make it minimize. That's always very frustrating.
It's horrible. So the other one I wanted to ask you about quickly, I just have about a minute. Have you seen Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget yet, Rob? And I stress yet.
I want to. It's
a great title.
The first one is great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like 20 years old. It's Aardman Animation, Wallace and Gromit.
right.
And claymation. And I read that they're running out of clay. We got to see these movies while they still have clay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Rob, thanks so much tonight. Great as always. And come back soon and let's do it again. I can't wait to hear what you're watching next.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. You got it. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. Check out his article that ran today. When we come back, Angie Johns saw Santa in Lake Geneva, and we'll talk to her about it. It's Pete Schwabe, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tune in to The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.